It's the 20th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Rumours swirling around the occurrences at a property in Caddington are unfounded, according to the police. On the 6th of May, Bedfordshire Police received information that a male in his early 30s was in possession of questionable materials at his home on Hyde Road. Following their visit, a small controlled explosion took place and an arrest was made on drug charges and suspicion of endangering life through the small detonations of dangerous devices. This led to speculation by area residents that he was constructing a radioactive device known as a dirty bomb. He was later released on bail. Metropolitan Police arrested him a second time on charges related to possession of substances that could be used for purpose of terrorism. The police have reassured the public as the investigation continues that there was and is no danger to the public. A cross was spray-painted red across a banner at Luton's Al Jalal Mosque. The incident occurred around the 22nd of April and Bedfordshire Police are searching for two individuals captured on a CCTV camera who may have information. Witnesses are being asked to contact the police. Cranfield-based ARC Aerosystems have received an e-conditioned certificate from the Civil Aviation Authority for their new electric gyroplane design. A gyroplane looks like a helicopter and can vertically take off and land in an area the size of a tennis court, but operates differently in the way it flies. Emergency Rescue Services are the initial target customer for their product, with Sky Angels Air Ambulance in Norwich already placing orders for 10 units. The company is now in the rigorous testing phase for their new electric aircraft. The most popular baby name for a boy and for a girl have been revealed for central Bedfordshire. The number one girl's name was Olivia and George was the favourite for a boy's name. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.